Join the Wall Street Journal for the Complimentary Jobs Summit when it returns on Tuesday, March 28th. Register today. Visit wsj.com/jobssummitpodcast and claim your ticket at no cost.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, March 10th. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. Let's say you're making vacation plans and you're researching Airbnb properties. The price and the photos will help you make your decision, and so will ratings from past guests. But that's where things get kind of thorny, because those ratings might leave more questions than answers.
So a lot of times guests want to be generous, and they think, oh, I had an amazing time, I'll give 5 stars. Or maybe some things weren't exactly as I thought they should be, but I don't want to put the host out, so I'll give them a high 5-star rating.
Coming up, we'll talk to Wall Street Journal travel reporter Allison Poley after the break.
What then will the future reveal?
There's one thing we know about the future. It's being built now.
We all have a stake in the future.
The future.
The future.
The future.
And the Wall Street Journal's Future of Everything podcast is here to give you a glimpse of what's on the way. I'm Danny Lewis. Join us as we dig into how science and technology are shaping the future.
For that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives.
Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Many Americans will include reservations at Airbnb properties as part of their spring and summer travel plans. But the ratings left by previous guests might not tell the whole story of what to expect when they walk in the front door. Wall Street Journal travel reporter Allison Poley looked into this, and she joins me with more. Hey, Allison, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Allison, there are several companies in the vacation rental space. Why are guest reviews particularly important to Airbnb hosts?
This is an extremely competitive environment for Airbnbs and for short-term rentals in general. There are more short-term rental options and listings than there have been in prior years, so hosts need to stand out. And one way they can do that is through the guest rating. And that's the rating that the guest leaves at the end of their stay, where they're talking about not just their overall experience, but how the host fared on certain categories such as responsiveness and cleanliness.
And how do those ratings help Airbnb hosts stand out among their competitors?
One way it factors in is the Airbnb algorithm, and that determines which properties are going to show up when a guest is searching for where to stay. And so superhosts, and those are people who have an overall average of at least 4.8 stars, they typically earn more than regular hosts, and a lot of times they show up higher in the algorithm when a guest has been searching. For example, say a guest is searching for a property with 3 bedrooms, a pool, and a fire pit. The listings that come up are going to depend on a bunch of factors, like what's available, the price, but also how responsive the host is, the number of cancellations, and the rating that the host has as well.
How does a guest rating affect a host's relationship with Airbnb?
The feedback that they get depends on what their recent ratings are. And so we know that the average rating for homes in the U.S. on Airbnb was 4.74 stars in 2022. And it was pretty much identical in 2021 and 2019, according to a market research firm called AirDNA. But if hosts receive an overall rating of 1 to 3 stars, they're essentially in trouble. Now, Airbnb says these emails that they'll send out are automated and they aren't meant to punish hosts, but in reality, they let them know, hey, your ratings aren't what they used to be. And if you want to keep your listing active, your ratings have to improve. So these emails will give them tips, they'll give them links to message boards, it will give them detailed feedback on what guests have been saying so they can improve their stays. But they make hosts pretty nervous because some of them say, you know, if I get a few of these 1-star reviews from people who have an axe to grind, then I'm in trouble.
Okay, so it's really important to the host that they get a review from a guest that's as close to 5 stars as possible, if not 5 stars?
Yes, not just approaching five stars, that is five stars. That's what they all want. But of course, there are rules about this from Airbnb. So hosts are not technically allowed to promise anything in exchange for a five-star review. They're really not supposed to be messaging people asking for it specifically or withholding any type of information or offers for in exchange for these five-star reviews. That's not to say that doesn't happen, but yes, there are rules around the rating system that are put in place by Airbnb.
Now, you mentioned a moment ago that the average guest rating is between 4.7 and 4.8. That's pretty close to five stars. Wouldn't that be a good rating for a host?
Essentially, if a host is not getting a five-star review, they see it as a detriment. So to have super host status, which is the top of the top tier, hosts need to have an average rating of 4.8. So that means if someone is getting consistent four stars, their overall rating is going to drop. They're in jeopardy of losing their super host status. And it's different on other platforms. So Airbnb's smaller competitor, Vrbo, to maintain the top status, hosts need to have a 4.3 overall rating or above, as opposed to Airbnb, which requires 4.8 or above.
All right. And so what's the concern about how a rating that's close to a five, but not quite a five, might be perceived by potential guests?
It's not as good as a property that's getting a 4.9, for example, or a 4.95. And you're really litigating the difference between tenths of stars in this percentage. You know, these go down to the decimal point. But from a guest perspective, it's also kind of tough to tell what the difference is between a 4.7 and a 4.8, for example. So a lot of times guests want to be generous and they think, oh, I had an amazing time, I'll give five stars. Or maybe some things weren't exactly as I thought they should be, but I don't want to put the host out, so I'll give them a high five-star rating. At the same time, there is this pressure from the host. Some hosts put up magnets in their properties explaining the rating system and saying, if you don't give me five stars, I could be in trouble with the platform. So there is this pressure for guests to sometimes inflate their ratings, what guests I spoke to told me.
Oh, so there's a responsibility on the part of the guest here when it comes to writing up these reviews.
Guests are part of this, yes. Ultimately, they decide what rating they want to give and how honest they want to be at the end of the day.
So what kind of research can a guest do to be better informed when they're planning to make a reservation?
If you ask Airbnb, they say most guests leave reviews that are reflective of their experience and are truthful. A lot of guests, however, say that they feel pressured to leave higher ratings, perhaps, than the property deserves. So one thing travelers can do is read the reviews very closely and read the content of, in addition to just looking at the star ratings, take a look at what people wrote. And a lot of times you can see subtle messages about the quality of the property. Maybe people are vague about what they experienced, but they might refer to an issue. So be on the lookout for descriptions that might indicate something went wrong and can help you learn a little bit more about where you might be staying.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal travel reporter Allison Poley. Allison, thanks again for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
Join us online Tuesday, March 28th at the WSJ Jobs Summit when the Wall Street Journal brings together leaders offering the latest job market insights and a toolkit on how to turn this volatile job market into your competitive advantage. Register today. Visit wsj.com/jobsummitpodcast and claim your ticket at no cost.